just as a thought, which is, you know, continuing the Yom Kippur into Sukkos. This is a piece from Rabbi Ruchem Lubavitz. Officially, it's in Parshas Hazino, but the topic really is not Hazino, but the topic is Tshuva. So he starts with the thought like this: Ramchal, v'tzchila sifrei das tunis. So the Ramchal wrote a sefer das tunis. In the beginning, he writes, "Aloi mevarishom, generation gam kan mechet hoya nitzrich liyus misaken umashlim." Even though he had not done any errors yet, there still was a process of tikkun and hashlama that he needed to accomplish. Kial kain nivra b'ivin shel ezek haktana chaser nashlemus. There was something missing in his creation that he needed to fix. The manchi who atzum hamashem is atzum, which would then allow him to be the bialim over what he accomplished. And that, therefore, he would now deserve his reward because he did it. So the Ramchal says, so what was the avoda? Bebitul hara, of course, Yehudi is baruch ki ein on muvadoi, ein shal mifnim. He had to come to the total negation of anything other than the mitzias of the Yehud of Hashem. Okay. Mehinei ba'atu shal adam lohoya karam achet shum ra mamish. Before he did the chet, there was no ra in his being. Ra existed in the Bria somewhere. So it's like all the way in Spain there was Ra. In other region, what there was a place for the Ra to go in if he let it. There was a possibility of Ra. For example, hello, how you stammer room? Remember, you put shoshu. So I said, rescue, lo, how you by af kill called the gila rat. There was nothing to be embarrassed about. It means he had no rat at all. Hello, uncle was shoshu. He ate and he drank. I called the shame shemaim. Kurdish kadosh. Kimnasi, I can't come in his bear. Your tabuch, he comes a lot of region. I'm macha gago lachama. The kadush of his body was such that his ankle was so bright that it made the sun look dark. That's how Kaddish he was. Bishmal Chishar is in the front of Kaddish. The Medrash says that they mistook him for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Metzias, he had no Ra in him. He was Kaddish. So it was his avoda. When he didn't do that, the Ra took effect on the person. Okay. Now, he has Agavorka, he says.
Are you saying there was no Ra in the Olam, or there was no Ra in Adam?
There's no Ra in Adam.
Okay.
Rashi created a concept of Ra in the Bria. Adam had no Ra in himself. All he had was a place that if he would let the Ra would go in. Okay. So I'm going to skip the next paragraph for now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on page Kuf Samad Dalet, in a roim onu ki adam rishon gam chayim mechet lo hoyu lo shum esek acher. He had no avoda ki im rak shakol iska hoyu tzark liyos rak bebitul hara. Remove ra, make ra non-existent. Usar tshuva. That's the sort of tshuva, which means ma havoda achshav lacher achet. But now that Adoration was Chote, and the landscape changed. So at first glance, the Vaida has changed also. Nothing changed. Halakol Esa Kubibitala Ra. Mimatra shalchet hello ein loy rak kol shaychus. Kei medir gam lachra chet en Allah v'shum peula im etzim achet kil mamish ein kan klal shum chet kol belosu v'hagosu hi rak shuva bitala ra v'lo yoysa. Okay, so he says like this, that we think that the process is where now we have chait, so we're defined by the chait, and we have to work with the chait, and we have to deal with the chait, and so that's a mistake. The voida is bitul ra. So what does it mean bitul ra? So take a look at the next page. I think he says a very important yisur. What he was in a state of being where Ra could take effect if he let it do that. There was a place in him where Ra could take effect. So his avoider was to create that there's no place for the Ra to take effect in him. Mm-hmm. All of the secret over here is the Yetzer Hara's Koyach is just that moment taking effect. And your avoider is to leave no room for the Yetzer Hara to take effect in you. Okay. Now, I'll tell you how I understand it, which I'm not sure if that's what he means. There's a Gemara is in Hedron. So you're a Daf Yomi, you'll remember the Gemara. So the Gemara says that a man is ma'anas and isha. Against the will, he takes her and he's having relations with her. She's already in the Maisa and they come to save her, and she says, Hanachla, let him stay, I'm enjoying it. So Mora says she still wants her husband. Now a woman's Mazana Baracha, she's also to her husband. So Mora says the Yetzer Albasha. The Yetzer Hara just overtook her. So she's bad. The beginning of the story was through an oinus, so that was against her will. Mm-hmm. And now Yetzer Albasha, the Yetzer Hara is just. So it's not indicative of the fact that she wants this really. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that once a person is in the chait, the nature of Ra is so overwhelming that's just it's not him anymore. It's not the person anymore doing it. What's the avoid of? Don't let yourself start. Lays with hedges, nobody can eat just one, right? So the avoid is don't eat the first one.
Right.
But to tell yourself that the avoid is going to be eat the first one and not the second one, you're not being honest. So the avoid is not to be mevatel the ra once it's in. The vote is not to let the Ra in to start with. Adam Rishon had a place in him where Ra could take effect. His order was to make that should not happen. So we also have a tremendous room for the Ra to take effect. And when it takes effect, it does terrible things. But to think that we're going to overcome it once it's there, it's a mistake. There's a fascinating Goyen. The Goyen says that the part of the process of a person working on himself is creating Gedorim. So Rukum writes in different places, he says, you know, the Goyen don't understand the concept of Yichud. Like, they understand there's certain actions and relations are improper, but you can't be Mishyachud with the woman. Like, what's wrong? You know, if you don't do it, don't do it. Control yourself. So he gives a mashal. He says, imagine that there's this building burning down. such a raging fire, it's tremendously, you know, hot, dangerous, etc. The person says, you know, I'm going to get close. I just want to see what's going on. I just want to go into the fire. People don't say that. People say, you know, wow, it's dangerous, I'm going to stay away. Because it's a fire, it's burning. He says, the person understands that the result is a fire which is burning. They understand you make a getter to start with. If the result is not so bad, so then you don't need to make a getter. So yichud is our message of saying the result is so bad I can't take a chance on the result. So he says that the act of making gedorim is an act of yirish shamayim. That indicates that I cannot tolerate the result. So people think tshuva is the process of overcoming chet. Tshuva, the real tshuva process is the process of preventing chet. Making gedorim for myself, making that I shouldn't be in the situations where I know I'm going to have problems saying lashon hara. So my tshuva isn't to not say lashon hara, my tshuva is to come up with ways I shouldn't be in that situation to start with. I know I'm going to have problems, but I meet this friend, every time I meet this friend, we end up speaking lashon hara. It's just the way it goes. So don't meet the friend anymore. Or only meet him in certain venues where it won't happen. But the real avoda, this thought process started. I know somebody who has been on a diet, lost a large amount of weight. He has a very strong sweet tooth. So he eats a little square of chocolate every day. One square to indulge his sweet tooth. My reaction to that was, if I eat that piece of chocolate,
I'm not going to stop.
Right? Once you eat one, you can eat a second one because it tastes very good and it's very moshech. This is the start of all people in Alcoholics Anonymous is you never take one drink. Right? So they understand the person who's an addict cannot drink one drink. Right. We're all addicted to Yetzirah. Right. You can't let him in a little bit and I'm going to control him. It says the assert is there should be no place for the Yetzirah to take effect in me. That's the avodah. That I don't. The result is so unwanted and so intolerable that I'm not going to allow the Yetzirah to take effect, because once the Yetzirah is in, he's in. Once you put the virus into the computer, it's in. And the result is a virus. Not mitzvahs, a virus.
Oh, very good.
Yes, but Siddush, right? Once they went to the doctor and they said, you know, so says, doctor, what is it? He says, it's a virus. He says, of course, it's not mitzvahs. A virus. So, the avoider, so he's saying that Adam Rishon's avoider was not to let the Yetzirah get in. Because once he got in, look what happened. So how did he do that? He did that by saying that there's no makom. He had to come to the clarity, understanding there's no makom to do anything other than what he's supposed to do. So then there's no makom with the Yetzirah. So our avoider has to be that clarity of understanding that's not an option. That I this cannot be. That I have to do the right thing, and therefore, but I just need a little bit. I just want a little bit. It's okay. That is treif. So now go back to page one. Perfect. So this is not my point, he's saying, but this is like a side issue. He calls it agav urcha, by the way, right, literally. Mm-hmm. So a person who's naki from chet, he has no chet yet at all, but there's somewhere there's ra in the bria. somewhere, just one place. Karla Hoyle Vatsola Gam Yitzir Kappa of Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu. On Rishon, Yitzir Kappa of Kodesh Baruch Hu still can't control himself. So that's true. Manoilo Ha'anoshim. How foolish are the people. Avotkim Ba'atzmam. Lo Yireyim. La'akshav Ki Aleim Lo Yiga Ha'rechoiv. They're not going to be affected by, quote unquote, the streets. What's out there?
Wow.
Kolash Moses and Im Sosham, all of the shmutz which is out there. They don't realize how it affects you. Amr Chazal, Yonas Ben Uziel, Roy Hu Shadishra Shkina Lov. Yonas Ben Uziel was lived at the time of the Bayasheni. So Chazal said he was Roy to get in the Vua. Al Shein Ador Roy the Kach, but the generation was not Roy for the Vua. But he was Roy, and his Madrega, that Shkina should be sure in him. Why is it it's not fair? Why should he lose? Because the door is not Roy Lekach. Al Shazash Ein Ador Roy Lekach, he nay Sef Kosef Gam Hu Ein Eno Roy. Once the reality of the world that he's living in cannot accept this, it means he's not ready for it either. It affects him also. Shlomer, he said, Maisav, he knows Roy Shadisha Lev Shechina. Al Mishash Ador Roy Eno Roy, he nay Kvar Hu Ein Eno Roy. Even though his actions potentially deserves it, the effect of the reality that you live in affects you. It's the same oi. Woe is to the Rasha, woe is to the Shachin. So you say, listen, the Rasha is woe, and woe to the Shachin. He says, no. You live in the world of Ra, you're affected by it. So Bershom created a Metzias of Ra, like he says, in Espana. It's out there in Spain. It's not here, it's not inside of you. And already, maybe you'll win, maybe you'll lose. Not for sure. And he lost. So Kal v'chomer, right? This thought process that we're not affected by the reality around us. It's not true. So the person's avoda, the Iker Makom avoda, is in trying to create gedorim that those that these things shouldn't. You know, this is part of this whole discussion about the internet, right? The people are making that, you know, saying that's a problem, aren't saying that there isn't many milas to it. They're saying, but the potential for Ra, which is there,
it's huge.
Is so huge that it ain't worth it. You need to make a getter. People were just saying that are saying, you know, people are not holding on the dragon, that they're ready to forgo the advantages. So let's try to find a way that we can have both. We'll make a filter, we'll make a this, we'll do something. But the person who says, I'm going to have an unfiltered and I'll control myself, just doesn't get it. He doesn't get this idea that Ra has a tremendous kenisa, and once it has a makom to bichal, it's going to bichal. And that I'm going to be man enough and strong enough to overpower it. First of all, kuli hai ulai. And second of all, it's lacking in your fear of the potential result. Now, believing in your ability to overcome it, overcome Ra, is either because you don't understand how bad Ra is, the consequences, or you believe in your abilities beyond what's true.
So why did Kodesh Baruch Hu made it so powerful?
So Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says a word on that. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says, let's think about this. The Mor says that Choyoyim Yitzhar Shalom is Miskaber Love, Miskara Shalom, to Peshat, to languages on the Gemara. Every day the Yitzhar comes to overpower you. and the Russian wouldn't help you, you couldn't.
No chance.
No chance. So now let's understand something. The Russian created the Yetzirah for one reason. The reason is for Bechira. So the Yetzirah's job is to create two options, and then I can choose the right one. But creating Yetzirah, which is unstoppable and is impossible to say no to, is not, doesn't make any sense. Because it's not his purpose. His purpose is to create the challenge, and then we get to choose. So without the Yetzirah, we would always do the right thing. The Yetzirah, now we see two choices, and then we can choose either good or bad. But we're saying the Yetzirah is so powerful, we're always going to choose bad. It doesn't make any sense. Right? So the goal is to fight. So the muscle I would use is, you know, so you have a boxing match. So you put one heavyweight, another heavyweight. Okay, makes sense. You take the world's champion heavyweight, you put him in the ring with a novice lightweight, flyweight. That's not a boxing match, that's a massacre.
Right.
That's what the Mora is saying. The Yetzirah is so powerful that it's a massacre.
Right.
So the answer is that that's not the purpose of the Yetzirah. He says the purpose of the Yetzirah is, the purpose of the Yetzirah is to make you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for help.
Just don't get in a ring.
But ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for help, he says.
Yeah.
In other words, I need to recognize the Yetzirah is so powerful that if I let him in, I'm up the creek. So I need to, and he's going to push me. I need that to Kadosh Baruch Hu for help, that it just shouldn't happen. So every day I'm looking to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the help. That's the purpose of the Yetzirah. It's a fascinating thought process.
It is.
He says, so where do you get that? So the Mora says that you meet the manubal, shlep to base matters. So he says, I have a better idea, leave him outside. Why shlep in the base matters? Leave him outside. So he said that in base matters, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to win. In base matters, it's a fair fight. When I'm in a place where I have the hashpah of Torah and mitzvahs, so then there's two sides. So if you meet the manuval, your solution is to create a place and go to the place where it's not automatic that you have to give in to. So the Rambam says if a person sees that he's thinking about improper thoughts about women, he should think about learning instead. So the Baruch Hu created in learning an element of geshmak and of taiva and desire. So I should use my koyach of desire for learning purposes. If a person has an anger issue, so the Goyin says, so there's an eish in Torah which allows me to express the eish of that I have inside of me, my passion,
in Torah.
Through Torah. So Russia created a vehicle how to let these things which seemingly are ra not be ra.
Huh? I never thought about it that way.
So it's, we sort of, the Gemara says, the mother Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah, I think it's also more in Saita, the Gemara says that Avaya once saw there was a man and a woman traveling. They met along the way and they started traveling together. He says, you know, I'm going to follow them to stop them doing an Avera. So they went the whole way and nothing, they didn't know anything wrong, and they told each other they had a nice time together and they went their way. Rabbi says, it would have been me, I would have been the child and the woman. Mora says, to tell you that a God of a Chimera, Yitzhak God of Menu. The bigger the person is, the bigger Yitzhak he has. So the Gemara seems to be quite an indictment about Abaya. It says this, whatever, could control himself, but Abaya couldn't control himself. The answer is Abaya was an extremely passionate person. He had tremendous taiva, he had tremendous passion. Abaya made the Frenchman look like, you know, wimps. But he took his passion and used it for Torah. So there's an equally interesting Gemara, or strange Gemara. The Gemara says that the Gemara discusses the organ of Halada, the male organ of different people, how big it was. The Mor says, you know, talked to Rabbi, he had a very large one. Mm-hmm. But the Mor is saying that he had tremendous taiva. He was about taiva. He was able to use his taiva for becoming the Abaya. Oh, wow. He had a taiva for Torah. So you don't learn Torah detached, intellectual. It's with passion and with desire. Rabbi says, but if any moment I get distracted and I focus in a different direction,
bad news.
I'm bad news. So I once saw that they're saying, you know, that the people who tend towards addiction, there's certain people that it's because batsim they're bali taiva. So these type of things draw them. That's not bad. It just means they have tremendous potential for tremendous things. Just as we channel to the right way. Yidden in general have tremendous kaiches. This has to be channeled properly. So if you let the Yetzer Hara in, Amashu, you're up the creek, because it's so overwhelming. It's so powerful. The solution is not to let him in. The vehicle of letting him in is by having the makam of the base matter, so the makam where it's not automatic that he's in control. So I think there's a lot to think about. I think
that's
the
tough one, right?
The chait over there is the vidui is referring to the fact that we let the Yitzhar in. Whatever happened afterwards is automatic. But nobody asked you to let the Yitzhar. Your vidui is, Roshim, I regret the fact that I let him in, because I don't want the results, and I regret the fact that I let him in. But the thought that I let him in and I'm going to control him, that doesn't exist. That's the Yetzer Hara that we're referring to.